In a world of rulers, grids, and pixels, where creativity knows no bounds, we champion the rebels, the dreamers, and the innovators, the ones who didn't wait for permission but forged their own path in design. I'm Joanna, your fellow self-taught designer and founder of Savvy Chic Design, and this is the Self-Taught Designer Podcast. Dive with us into the story of audacity, grit, and imagination from designers who made it on their own terms. So grab your tools, ignite that spark, and let's dive into the world where every line, curve, and pixel tells a story. Hey, and welcome to today's episode for all the self-taught designers and creatives tuning in. This one's especially for you because today we are going to be diving into the very important step in client onboarding, which is a kickoff call, right? Now, I bet you'll be wondering, what are the things that I'm going to include during that kickoff call? Now, kickoff call is actually already the call that is done after this discovery call. That's my process. They've already paid the invoice. They've signed the contract. They've accepted the proposal that I have submitted in terms of the scope of work. This is now the time that we are going to reiterate everything that we have discussed during the discovery call. Review the things that they have signed and orienting them on how the next steps will work. And this is something that I would really love to share with you. So make sure to actually download this episode, follow us, and give us a review because I'm so excited to chat with you. And we are going to help you some insights and tactics to make sure that this is a smooth experience for you and also for our client. So let's dive in. All right, so let's break this down into different types of section, okay? So later on during this episode, hopefully by the time that I've released this one, you should be able to have a template that you can follow during the kickoff call that what you do. So there are different types of kickoff call template that I use, one for branding and one for website. And I have a master copy of that. And then I always just change it every time there's a client and I always go through this and they loved it. And I also want to give a shout out. I've actually learned this one from the Maverick, Agency Maverick. One of the key things that I also want to give a shout out to them because when I learned it from them, I said, oh my gosh, my mind is blown by this. And I'm just going to share you now my version and how I do this kickoff call. So this is going to be the preparation, okay? So what happened is that in our process, after they sign up, there is the onboarding forms. They answer questionnaires and they are, depending on the project, they have a questionnaire that they have to answer. They have an intake form. Once that forms are submitted to us back, I review that one. Those are the things that I am going to check, to verify, to make sure everything is still sounds good from based on what I quoted them and what they answered. And this is also the kickoff call is where I am going to make sure I ask them question what I want to ask. So now, after I review it, I want to understand what it is that they are doing again, because we can have multiple discovery calls and clients, right? I record our Zoom calls. It's part of my required that if they're okay to record the Zoom call during the discovery call, because I need to go back to that. What I said, I can be so talkative right now. I can really be like, I say things and I want to remind myself of what the words I've said and the commitment that I've said, because what happened is that me and my team will review those calls and make sure that we did not miss out on anything. So I want to make sure they come prepared. I want to gather. And then at times during this preparation, we are already doing an internal team meeting. So after the signing of the contract, after the signing of everything, the forms are already submitted back to us. We give ourselves 3 days and then we discuss internally if it's a project is a little bit out of the normal process. We discuss that. If not, it's going to be the same thing. No need to do. It's just going to be me and my project manager preparing. I want to make sure that my project manager is actually on top of things so that she can discuss that one. And before I want to proceed, I want to give a shout out to JJ, who is just amazing as well, who is my amazing project manager. All right. So now once I do the preparation, it is going to be setting the tone. Now, this is where you set everything up front to build what you expect your clients. Not just because they hired you, right? That is going to be, it is now in your ball game. You want to make sure that they are complying to what needs to be done in order for you to be successful in their project. That is your responsibility. So during this kickoff call sets the tone of the entire collaboration, right? You're going to build a rapport. You're going to be confident, not arrogant though. Not going to be, oh, you follow me this because of this. Not, no. It's a partnership. So what are we doing is that, so we schedule a call. We set then, thank you so much for this. We are now in our next step. This is what we call the kickoff call of project, whatever project that is. The purpose of this call is to, number one, what is your agenda? The purpose is to orient you to discuss again what we have signed up, to orient you of our process, to discuss what are the next step, and to answer any question that you have so that you know what it is, right? So now you're building that, you are telling them what is the agenda. And even on your calendar invite, I right away say our agenda is scope review, tools, review and orientation, question and answer, manage expectations, site mapping, whatever it is that you need them to do in order for you to move forward. So you need to set the tone. You need to be professional and you need to be prepared on these things. And this is a time when clients doesn't really know like the design process, but you wanted to make it in a way that it is understandable for them. Now, next is going to be the discussing the project, right? You want to make sure that you're clarified. So there's part of our kickoff call that we reiterate what it is that they have signed and what it is that they have paid. So this project, so just to go through on the project that we're doing, we are doing a 5-page website with a marketing funnel that has one sequence email with 5 emails together with that. We are going to take care of the graphics. You are going to be taking care of the content text. So the next step is, what is the next step, right? Based on this, our timeline, we are going to move back. So for example, the client said, I want it on December 25. Okay, I'm not going to launch it December 25 because that is a Christmas. We are going to move back. Now, these dates are already pre-discussed during the discovery call because I know that they're not going to sign up with you if you're not going to commit, you know, with their timeline that they want. So what we do is that we are just now making a realistic timeline of what they have. And then we also discuss, so the budget is this one, X, Y, and Z. So you have already paid the 25%, the 50% down payment. The next payment is going to be when we submit what I call a design mock-up, which I'm going to show to you later on what that means. And the final payment is going to be after the project is and what that means, X, Y, and Z, right? So you want to make sure that you're clear with this so that you are not going to chase the clients when it comes to invoice and they know what is next and what is the next step. And I actually do milestone before. It was just like 50% down payment. 30 days after that is the 25%, but then sometimes it's not yet that. So we do milestones and we want to make sure that those milestones are followed in a timely manner, that we can do the collection also in a timely manner. Now, next is document everything. You want to make sure that you have a blank paper that you can type or, of course, record the call with their permission. I always tell them every call are actually recorded because it is just for notes purposes. So always ask their permission, right? And then one thing that you can also do is do a post-call summary so that they can go through on what was discussed and what is the next step. That is very important as well. So now that you have that one, another thing that we do is we introduce our process and tools. So we use Figma, we use Bugherd, we communicate via email, we tell them what is our office hours, we tell them who are part of the team, we show them the amazing faces of our team members or are the one working on that one and really saying that, hey, this is how we do it. We also explain our expectation on approval. We tell them that normally on the stage of wireframe mockups, we give you 3 working days. When it's built out, we give you 7 working days. And at any point that there is any delay, all you have to do is communicate with us. If there is a 14 days no, we don't hear from you, we are going to pause. We are going to pause the project and then we can revisit that one and then restart again. So these are the things that you manage right away. They'll take note of that. And then they will, oh, I'm busy. I have a wedding. I have something. Now you can, they say, okay, tell me a little bit about when is that? When are you flying out? When are you What are you doing this? You know, because you have discussed it. You have managed their expectation that this is your deliverable and you need them to be on top of it. Because that's where the, I haven't heard from my client, because you didn't set the tone, right? You want to set the tone for that. Then another thing is tools you need to introduce. Because when you email them and say, what's mockup? What's Figma, right? If you show them screenshot, you show them this, how to, they understand what is the next step. And when we actually have this, we have demo tutorials on how to, like, how to use Figma or how to use Bugherd, right? And then how to, I also discuss where to drop, because we use Google Drive. So we have different folders, like for branding, for content, for vision. So we tell them as well where to place elsewhere so that our project manager can be on top and they can, and we can transfer it in Monday, which is our CRM or our project management tool as well that we do. Now, once you have discussed all of those things, then you can open the floor to ask questions. So, hey, do you have any question? Do you have anything that is maybe not understandable with this process? Is there anything that I need or you think we should add on? Like, have this discussion already. Now, during this kickoff call, if it's a website, this is now where I come in and said, okay, part of this is planning your wireframe, your sitemap. Can we discuss about it? So if it's a 5 website, I right away go to Lucid Chart. I map it out. Like, okay, what are the names of your navigation? What are the subsections on each of the pages? Now, I always tell them, don't be stuck with this. We are just discussing it. It's not the final, because this is, it all boils down to your content, right? Because we are going to wait for your content. But it gives them a clear picture, because you have been doing this for quite some time. You already know what goes in the hero, what's next, what's in the third section, what is in the footer, what is everything, right? Now, it gives them the visual of what they want to see. Some people has this one already, some doesn't have, but if you allow this discussion of site mapping, it really helps a lot with the wireframing and the design mockup. And if they are doing content, they know what to put in each of the section. And you always tell them, this can change, this can be moved, but now you have this map that gives you a little bit more clearer and how you would love it. And you can actually give this one also to your copywriter or anyone whom you would love to do your content, right? So that is very thing. Now, after you're done with that, you are then going to wrap up things. What is the next step? So you reiterate. Okay, so we're done with this. As per our discussion, the only thing that we're going to do is that we're going to wait for your content for all of the pages. You give us a time frame, 2 weeks, whatever that is. Usually it's ideal. It's for it's 14 days or 2 weeks. And then please let us know if you drop anything on our folder to just email us, and then we'll be happy to check out and verify if we got everything going, right? So you see how that goes, right? So kickoff is very important. You manage, you have the control and manage your clients with ease, and that you make them part of the next step. Because a confused client who doesn't know the next step is the one thing that is so difficult to handle. They'll be anxious. They'll be holding you and following up. You can't do it. They need to know everything. They're like the, is it macro, micro managing, right? Whichever the two, I kind of forgot. So you want to be, you want to have clients that are really confident with the process, because you have shown them that this is how it works. And this is how that I got you. If you haven't heard from me for 2 weeks, because I'm working on the mock-up, right? If you haven't heard from me for this, this is what I'm going to do. If you did not approve after 3 days, you're going to hear from me. So all of these things are very important as well. So I bet we are done. You can actually download the template. It's going to be just a simple template that you can actually use. Use this one, and then for sure this can really help you a lot with your kickoff call. And so, and there you have it, right? The key to a successful kickoff call lies in preparation, clear communication, and setting the right tone. That is what you need to do as a designer, as a business owner, and as someone who is the captain of the boat now, because they want you to launch their website or their brand, whatever it is that you are hired to do so. So remember, you might be a self-taught, but it doesn't make your skill or expertise less valuable. So put your best foot forward, be confident, and let your talent shine. So that wraps up for today. If you find this episode helpful, please consider sharing it with your fellow designers. Don't forget to subscribe, download this episode for more insights and tips. Until next time, keep creating and keep learning. And I am so proud of you, Self-Taught Designer, for all the work that you have done. And there we have it, another episode diving deep into the world of self-taught designer. We truly hope these stories and insight continue to inspire and fuel your creative journey. Remember, every professional was once an amateur and every expert began as a beginner. A big thanks to our guests, sponsors, and especially you, our listener. Your support makes every episode a new adventure. If you find value in today's discussion, consider sharing this podcast with a friend, subscribe, or leave us a review. Your feedback that only help us grow, but also reach out more self-taught designers out there. So stay curious, keep pushing those boundaries, and always trust in your unique design journey. I'm Joanna, and this has been the Self-Taught Designer Podcast. See you next time.